Hello.
Blog Talk once, Radio.
Hello, once again. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Brother Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we want to thank you for joining us. And we are Israelite Light Brethren. Barley, we are Sons of Light, and we do this program for our nation of Israel, which represents the 12 tribes of Israel, which consists of African Americans, Latinos, and also Native Americans. These are our people that we cater to and bring this message to. And hopefully, and we have another serious show. I mean, another dynamite show that we're going to do today. And before we get in our show, we want to thank our Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, and thank our King Messiah for giving us the wherewithal to display these messages that we're going to display today. And we also like to offer also some more ministries that we have, and you can find that at the upperroomisraelite.com and that's UPPEROOM Israelite ISRAELITE.com. And we have several different ministries that we have there that you can go in and check them out. And we have a food ministry, we have a prayer ministry. My brother Deer, he does videos on Saturdays, and also our brother Yaquab does a video on Tuesday. He also does a blog talk on Wednesdays and Fridays. You can catch all of that in the upperroom.com. If you want to join us, leave us a message, and we will get back to you. Now, being though all that said, we want to thank you for joining us, and we want to thank you for joining us. And as you know, we have a lot going on. We just had a big election that just took place. And we've seen a lot of things display at this election. A lot of things like we have now a new president to be, which is Biden, and also we have a new vice president to be, which is Kamala Harris. Now, we know we've been seeing a lot of celebration and a lot of jumping up and down and joy, but yet, as Light Brethren, we know there is a serious, serious problem, you see, a very serious problem that the nations and some of our nation don't know. And I'm going to read you a scripture. You know, I like to always start a scripture. And if you don't mind going to 1 Timothy 2:12, at 1 Timothy 2:12, and I meant to tell you, I apologize. The title of our today, the title is The End of the Age. The End of the Age. And again, we're going to go to 1 Timothy 2:12. And it reads, "But I suffer not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence." Now, what does that mean to you? Now, we have a woman as the vice president, the second highest in command in the nation. Right. But yet we see at 1 Timothy 2:12 that just told us, "I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over a man." So we got a problem, brothers. We have a serious problem that's taking place right in front of our eyes. Now, I don't know what that the nation's thinking or You know, but I see so much celebration that they don't understand that this is judgment. Heavy judgment against us. Heavy judgment against us and our nation. And they don't seem to get the understanding of that. But we're gonna break this down and show how the Heavenly Father and Messiah think about this, and also what's gonna occur from this presidency with Kamala Harris as the new vice president and our new effeminate president Biden. We're gonna see the repercussions from this, you see. And I'm going to be reading out of a book that's called the Nag Hammadi. And if you read the Nag Hammadi, you know, it gives us some insight on the consequences, you know, for doing such things like this, you know. Now, I'm going to read you something, and suffer me a little space because there's a little left for you, and I'm going to break it down. It says, before the end of the age, this whole region will shake with loud thunder. The archons will lament because of their fear of death. The angels will grieve for their human beings. The demons will weep over their times and seasons. And the people will mourn and cry out on account of their death. And then the age will come and they will be disturbed. And the kings will be drunken from the flame, sword, and will wage war against each other so that the earth will be drunk from blood that is poured out. The seas will be troubled. At war, the sun will be drunken and the moon will lose its light. The stars and the skies will abandon the circuits and the loud thunder will roar from the great power from above, the power of chaos. And the firmament of the female is located. She has produced a first creation and now she will put away her wise fire of a thought after and put on the irrational wrath. Pistis Sophia will drive out the gods of chaos whom she has created along with the chief creator, and she will cast them down into the abyss, and they will be wiped out through their own injustice. They will be like mountains blazing with fire. They will be consumed one another until they are destroyed, and their chief creator, when he will turn on himself and attack himself until he is no more. And the heavens of the chaos, and the heavens of the gods of chaos will collapse upon another, and their power will be consumed. The realms will also be overthrown, and the chief creator in heavens will fall and split in half. And the stars and the spheres will fall down to the earth, and the earth will not be able to endure them, and they will fall down to the abyss, and the abyss will be overthrown. Now, being though I read all of this, this showing us the judgment, you see, right, not only for us, but also where it comes from. Right. The archons, Yaldabaoth, I must explain to our audience, is an entity that was created by Pistis Sophia. Pistis Sophia is one of the emanations of the Heavenly Father. You know, I'm just giving you some insight. Now, Pistis Sophia is going to take revenge, you see?
Right.
But not only just the archons, but the nations too. Right. You see, now all this celebration that we're doing, that they're doing, and, you know, look at the result, you see,
right,
that's coming upon the earth because of this female principle. You see what I'm saying, brother? So it's showing that great judgment is coming. You see, this is not time to celebrate. This is the time to prepare for this great judgment that the Heavenly Father Messiah is going to bring to this female principle, you see, which we know as Pistis Sophia. You know, we know her as the Heavenly Father's wisdom, you know, but there's judgment coming for this. Do not think that it's not coming. It surely not is. So, being though that said, we do also, you know, we do have a phone number that you can give us a call on, and that's 845-241-9966. If it's anybody out there that's listening to us and can hear the words that we're saying, and they feel as though they have an option to have some intake on what we're talking about, you can please give us a call again at 845-241-9966.
Right.
So, you know, this is something heavy, you know, that's about to occur. And also, you know, I had just, you know, watching the television, seeing how the people are heavily, they are really deceived. They really deceived, you know, and it's a shame. It's a shame that they have no clue on what they're doing.
Right.
It reminds me what Messiah say, they know not what they do. They know not what they do. You see, because if they did, they may have not done this, you see. But because they clueless, you know, they are doing such things like this. And, you know, it just helped my brethren and myself to see that we at the end of the age, like the name of our title, we at the end of the age. I also it reminds me too, brother, of a scripture that it reminds me of, and I would like to read this scripture at 2 Thessalonians 2:7-12, and it goes a little something like, and it reads like this: For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will reveal whom the Lord Messiah will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy the splendor of his coming. And the coming of the lawless one will be accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sort of displays of power through signs and wonders and that serve the lie, and all the ways that wicked deceive those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a power of delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. And this is exactly what's taking place. You know, the Heavenly Father, and this is heavy, the Heavenly Father is allowing them to be deceived that Kamala Harris is okay to be the vice president of this country. You see?
And one thing, well, I'm going to add this too. Now, most of the people who voted for this new president and vice president, they think peace and safety is going to come. You know, they're going to bring peace back to America, get America back together. But that's just like the scriptures say, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come. And that's in 1 Thessalonians 2. You know, we can break this down just in basic scripture, because basic scriptures tell you about what's going to happen. In 1 Thessalonians 5:2, it said, For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord soon cometh, as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them. You know what I'm saying? So I was listening to them yesterday when they were talking about how Joe Biden going to bring back America and bring peace and unity, and we're going to be like we used to be. But no, you know what I'm saying? This thing, like my brother talking about, how they going against universal law, you know what I'm saying, what laws been put in place, they breaking all these laws. And soon, they about to be judged for them. So that's more or less where we at in this present reality.
You're right, brother. You're right. You see, you know, you can't. Now, see, this is what really gets me. How do you think anything is going to be right when you break the Heavenly Father's universal laws? You see, you make what's right wrong, and what's wrong right, and what's backward forth, and you turn everything around. It don't work that way.
Right.
It can't work that way. You see, matter of fact, you know what I like to use? If you use our nation, we should be the prime example when we break Heavenly Forefathers' laws,
right.
You see,
right.
Which we did. And look what happened to us. We should be the poster child
right.
of what happens when you break the Heavenly
right.
Forefathers' law.
Right.
You
but,
see?
But look, this the sad thing about this scenario you brought, which is an excellent scenario. If you look at Israel, what happened to Israel, then you shall overstand what will befall the world. But look at this gem here. Now, since they done hid who the true children were, you know what I'm saying, which what happened to us, slavery, and throughout all our generations from Babylon or so and, to this present day, they think Israel is the Israel over there, those Caucasian ones, those Edomites. So they like, look, Israel prospering. And the whole world loved them. So
mm-hmm.
they think they learned their lesson and they about to be a righteous nation again.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's why we keep saying over and over again, to understand scriptures, you need to know who the true people are. If not, you shall be left by the wayside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brother, you're right. You will be left by the wayside. Not shall, you will, you see. And that's the thing, our nation, and you know, even our nation, you know, some of them is deceived. You see, they deceive. Matter of fact, brother, I got a scripture that it reminds me of, and that's Colossians 2:8. Now, listen what this says. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit,
right.
after the traditions of men, after the rudiment of the world, and not after Messiah. So, it showed our nations, you see how they deceive our nation and with the scriptures telling us
right.
they're not to be taking place of these traditions.
Right.
See, this is their tradition. It's okay for a woman to be the second highest in charge
right.
in their tradition.
Right.
But our tradition tell us that's not what we should be doing
exactly.
as a nation.
Exactly.
You see, brother, you know, for one thing, we know where scripture says we shouldn't vote for any man that ain't of our nation. That's first. You see, that's the first judgment against us. Now you bring a woman to a fall? You see what I'm saying? And not that I'm against women, but this is what the Heavenly Father had said. You see, this is what Messiah had said. You're not supposed to do that. You see what I'm saying, brother? The nations do it. They do it because, see, the nations, they don't care.
Right.
You see, this is their traditions. They're used to these traditions. This is what they do, you know. But as our nation, we not to be deceived, brother,
right.
by
now,
these things.
Now, I'm going to add to what you're saying as far as us being deceived by their religion and their doctrine. Now, I'm in the Keys of Enoch, and I'm on page 564.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to read about this false religion, just like the false children of Israel, like I just said. That's why the world don't know what's going on, because they think the real people are those Edomites, those barbarians from the Caucasus Mountains. You know what I'm saying? On page 546, on verse 18, it says, and the religions of the earth that gave man great fear of the Father's heavenly worlds and thrones and dominions will cease, and their authorities will be surrendered to the ministry of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at that right there. So, I'm saying, so that's the problem with the whole world. We under the false doctrine of those wicked archons.
Mm-hmm. You see, and you, brother, we can see that, but do they see it? That's the whole thing. Do they see it? And they don't. Because look at the results we get. You see, this is what we're seeing and we're getting. Now, again, I want to address our audience. If there's anybody out there that's hearing us and have an option to give their thought or opinion, or they looking or they seeking for, you know, answers, you can give us a call at 845-241-9999. And you're right, brother. You 100% right. You know, as I start thinking, brother, you know, this rabbit hole can get even deeper. Now,
yeah.
you know, Biden is old.
Yeah.
What are you, about 170 years old? I mean, I'm just being facetious. But he's old. Now, I was talking to our brother about this. And I said, okay, brother, if anything happened to Biden, you know, and he can't perform his duties, then Kamala Harris become the president. But guess what? Not only that, the House Speaker, which is Nancy Pelosi, become the vice president. Now you got two women in power, you see? And it's likely can happen. And if that ain't double judgment, more judgment, I don't know what is, brother. You see, it just, see, it's no good out of this. It can't be no good to come out of this. Only worse, more defiance of the Heavenly Forefathers' universal principle. More, you see, more judgment against them, you see. And that's all you will get from this, you know. And I hope, what I truly pray and hope, that soon that us light brothers will be removed from this reality that we, because this, not only do it vex light brother, but it bothers us spiritually, because we know. Now, I mean, at the same time, we should be happy, and I say we should be happy because we know that it's the end of this reality. The Heavenly Father, Messiah, is about to restore us. You know, so we're happy about that. But at the same time, as the scriptures say, they're wearing the saints out. They're going to wear us out through this reality, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually. They wear us out. And that's why we got to be restored so we can be refreshed to deal with these circumstances and situations.
Now, you're exactly right, brother. Now, in this reality, like you said, you know, they definitely are wearing us out, vexing us, oppressing us, you know. And it seemed like all the work, I be saying this all the time, it seemed like all the work we're doing is seeing this reality still standing. You know what I'm saying? And it seems like it's not going to end. But this is the patience of the saints. How we stay steadfast, continues fishing for men, continue to keep our feet on the great path, and continue seeking the eternal Heavenly Father. You know what I'm saying? So regardless how it looks, and when it come crashing down, like you just read, you know what I'm saying, the archons will come crashing down, and the earth is going to be able to hold it, you know what I'm saying, and then we're going to be restored, you know what I'm saying? So that's the part we're waiting for, you know what I'm saying? So like you said, it's going to come like a thief in the night. So that is really the part that we're looking for, because I'm telling you, you know, we've been out here for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And we ready to come up out of these oppressive situations and rule and actually finally let the wicked drink that cup of the dregs and experience what we experience. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said Revelations 13:9, if I'm correct, when it says, "He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword." So the same thing they done to us, we going to do to them. So right now, we just done a so-called elected another president, like you said. Mm-hmm. So it looks like this reality going to continue to go on. Mm-hmm. But the spirit keep telling me, oh, it's a great destruction on its way. It's mm-hmm. a great destruction on its way. Right now, everything is veiled, and it looks like everything is in control. But I do not believe that.
Mm-hmm, brother, you're right. You 100% right. Now, there is some good that is going to eventually come out of this. You're right, brother. And I found it's a scripture in the Keys of Enoch I would like to read to show you exactly, too, what's going to occur, too. And it will be some protection for our nation, you know, when certain things occur. And that's out of the Keys of Enoch. And it's page 554 and 108 to 113. And it says this: "And I saw how with the cleansings of the heavens, the unrighteous powers of the higher intelligence were cast into the physical domains of the edge of the galaxy and were teleported into the three-dimensional conscience of human creations. There they were joined by others who sought refuge from the angelic hierarchy of Michael, those that has been cast out into the physical domains were part of the fallen angelic multitude. They're sort of incarnated and fill the lower worlds with the negative and grotesque forms of intelligence. These were joined with the rebellious sons of the earth, who gathered together to make war against the sons of light, who came from the heavens and out of the oceans of the eastern and western borders of the lands of the Alta America. And I saw the salt by the four great military powers of the earth rise against the appearance of the sons of light. I saw how the portion of the earth was devastated by the wars beyond the planet. And the Ben-Or assembled in the heavens, and the earth proved to be one of the last places of refuge for the extraterrestrial from dying civilizations were made war in the lower heavens. However, because of the end of our conscious age, the grids was open, and the mantle of earth could no longer provide protection for the war in space. So in other words, the reason I read that is because there is going to come an end to the archons and the things that they're doing. It says they're going to wage war with the Brotherhood of Light, but they're going to lose that war, you see, and it's going to be judgment for them that caused all of this, you see. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, and it's going to, and these is the things that's going to take place that will get rid. The archons is going to be put away with, you know, abyssed, you know, and then we can see that light at the end of the tunnel, and then we can put the heavenly forefathers, the heavenly forefather Messiah can put his order back in the right order the way it should be. You see,
right, and like you're saying, put his government back in the proper place.
Right.
But like you were saying, how we as Israelites, and that was a very heavy verse, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But most people don't understand, like what Paul was talking about, the powers, the spirits and principalities from above, that rule over us. That's what you're talking about when you say the archons. Paul was explaining that to you. But, you know, that's why it tells us as righteous, as Israel, we shouldn't, like you said, we shouldn't vote people over us, because we are being the predicament that we're in right now. So if you go in Apocrypha, in Ecclesiastica, or Sirach, chapter 12, verse 12, this is what it say about our nation unvoted a man, a feminine man, like my brother say, and a woman over us. And if you go to Ecclesiastica or Sirach 12:12, it say, set him not by thee, lest when he have overthrown thee, he stand up in thy place. Neither let him sit at thy right hand, lest he seek to take thy seat. And thou art blessed. Remember my words and be perked thereof. So what he said is, remember my words. So we shouldn't, like my brother said, we shouldn't be electing these wicked ones over us, because, you know, not just them taking our seats. Now they got not the male taking our seats, now they got the feminine principle taking our seats. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, man, this stuff is much heavier than we first believed.
Right. And, but see, you know what, too? Now, in seeing this now, the Heavenly Father has given us revelation now, because for years we kept saying, like, you know, thinking that it was the end of this reality for light, brother. And we just kept thinking, you know, like, Heavenly Father, when give us a sign, you see? And now the Heavenly Father has given us that this revelation on how things is going to work. You see, it reminds me of, you know, as a child, you always asking your father, but tell me, Dad, tell me, you never told me. And you just keep bugging. He said, okay, son, I'm going to tell you. And now he told us and gave us a revelation that made us, oh, I see now. You see, no, there's hope. Not only is this hope, but guess what, son? soon I'm going to restore you. You see, I'm going to restore you. So I'm letting you see these things, but I'm going to restore you, you know, from this, you know. But to me, it's just amazing, right? It makes me, this situation also reminds me of at Jeremiah 31, 22. And it says at Jeremiah 31, 22, it says, how long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? It says, for the Lord have created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. In other words, he's telling us that, you know, the female principle, you know, when you look up compass, it means something to contrive or to accomplish. In other words, she accomplished her agenda. You see what I'm saying? And we're seeing it. We're seeing her accomplished. But what was interesting, when it said backsliding daughter, Babylon, talking about America, you see, He, the Heavenly Father, has brought it to light who she is. You see, America, a backsliding daughter, you know, of Babylon. You know, and she continues. See, the Heavenly Father is exposing, you know, a little at a time. He's breaking them down a little at a time, little by little. And we're seeing it now, you see. So what should be encouraging to us? It should be encouraging.
To add another flip side to what he's saying is, now when he said, that I'm gonna piggyback on what he said. Now, when he said we looking for a sign of these things to the things to come or at the end ages. Now, Messiah said, I forgot the exact word, but he said you adulteress something. He said you looking for a sign at the end of times. He said there shall be no sign. So basically, what he's saying is it's gonna happen out the blue. I'm saying. But he said the sign will be the sign of Jonah. So what is the sign of Jonah? You know what I'm saying? So the scripture tell you over and over again, the sign of Jonah was the 3 days he was in the belly. It meaning the 3 days of darkness. See what I'm saying? That Messiah was telling you, that's the only sign y'all punks. That's basically what he was saying, because he called them adulterous nation or adulterous generation. He said, only sign y'all get punk is the sign of the 3 days of darkness. And in the scriptures give you plenty of examples. Most of you can't see it, but I'm going to tell you. Okay, Jonah was 3 days in darkness in the belly of the whale. Okay, Messiah, because people always ask, if 3 days of darkness is real. Messiah was in the grave how long? 3 days. 3 days of darkness. How long was Israel before they left out of Egypt?
Three days.
3 days of darkness. See what I'm saying? So, and Abraham, not Abraham, Saul, when Saul, before he came Paul, when he put the mud over his eyes, how long he had the mud over his eyes? 3 days.
Wow,
you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, throughout the scriptures, they give you prime examples of the sign of the end of the age, and it's just going to come out the blue. You know what I'm saying? That's why they say you're a daughter of nature. You know what I'm saying? You looking for a sign, ain't going to pay no sign. They're going to bust you all in the head with these three days of darkness.
And see that, man, brother. You
now that's just adding on to what my brother already said. What are the additional signs? That's why I said when you talk to light, don't just put one perspective on the light. You know what I'm saying? And I've been saying it in my videos all the time. Don't just say because I say one aspect of a topic that's the all be all. Because me and my brother give you different perspective of what the end times are. So don't think that I'm going against what he's saying, he's going against what I'm saying. We just giving you different avenues,
right,
how to look at these realities, what's going on. So
right.
You go, brother.
You're right, brother. Wow, that was a heck of an analogy there, brother. Again, I just want to say if anybody out there can hear us or, you know, have an umption to give us a call at 845-241-9966, and all lines is open. Brother, you brought me back to another scripture. And, you know, when you said that 3 days, the first thing came to my mind was Matthew's 24:21-22. And it reads, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. See, it all ties right back into the end of this age, you know. But it's letting you know, if it wasn't for light brethren, these days would not be cut short. In other words, nobody would be left alive. The Heavenly Father has told us, if it wasn't for you light brethren, there'd be nobody left alive. Destruction would have killed it all. You see?
So what my brother was saying is, hey, if it wasn't for these Israelites, you're saying, all y'all be dead. That's what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? And look, I'm going to give y'all an analogy. All the nations of the earth, they cling to Israel. And most people don't even know it. Now, I was looking at the natural map, and the Spirit gave me this to me. I was looking at all the maps during election time. And it say that the blacks and the Latinos is what helped Biden win. If you look at most states, the whole state is all red. But you got little spots within those states where the Israelites are. You know what I'm saying? And they right. In those sections where the Israelites are, that's where they build their cities and stuff at. So that lets you know that wherever the Israelites are, they make their communities and establish their cities and stuff like that. Because wherever we at, they bless. You know what I'm saying? And it's just amazing how that you see that. Wherever the Israelites at, people are blessed. And the only reason why they're blessed is because we are here.
And you are 100% right. It reminds me of that parable where it talks about the tares mixed in with the wheat. See, they have to follow us. Because they know who our power is. You see, they know. They can fake like they don't know. But they know who our power is. They know that the Heavenly Father Messiah is our power. And in order for them to prosper, they have to have our power. But guess what? What they're about to see is that power is being taken away. Little by little, it's being taken away. But it's going to be given to our nation. You see, it's going to be a reversal. You see?
Right. Little by little, he is taking the power away from the wicked, you know what I'm saying, and slowly rising up, you know what I'm saying? So you're exactly right, brother. Like you say, I take them down little by little, because if we take them down fast, they'll try to take us out.
Right. You're right, brother. You see, the Heavenly Father, Messiah, they got this all mapped out to a T. You see, there ain't no mistakes about this, no coincidence. You know, the Heavenly Father, Messiah, they have the map all planned out. It's all done. You know, this is all we have to do is be patient, as Revelation speaks. This is the patience of the saints. You see, and in our patience, the Heavenly Father, Messiah, is going to map out their plan. They're going to execute their plan, and they're going to take them out. They're going to wipe them off the face of the earth.
Right.
You see,
right.
That's what's coming for them.
Right.
You see, now they can talk all this, well, what we're going to do in 2021, we're going to get rid of this virus. We're going to make sure everything else is taken care of. We're going to give this. We're going to do that. You ain't going to do nothing.
Right.
Right, brother. And see, they thinking that everything is going to go back to the way it used to be. You're ruling over the Israelites. You're treating them like dog dung. You're stripping them from all resources.
Right.
You know, you're doing all these things and thinking that it's going to go back to that. But it's not. You see, the Heavenly Father, they only had so much time to rule over us. You see, and that time is almost up. You see,
right.
Now the plagues. Now, I was just watching the other day, how this virus now is over Europe. It is just devastating them over there and here. Now, what's the likeness out of the whole entire world? Europe and United States has got the most deaths and the most people getting sick from this virus. Do you think that's a coincidence? No. That's the Heavenly Father judging them. You see, and it's going to come more judgment worse than that.
Right.
They haven't even, like I said, the Heavenly Father haven't even rolled up a sleeve yet. You see, he might have moved a pinky a little bit, but wait till the Heavenly Father roll a sleeve up. You're going to see some real judgment, brother.
Right. And like you just said, they promising, speaking how sweetly and nicely what they're going to do for us and how they're going to take care of us. You know what I'm saying? But the scripture tell you that they was going to do that. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to go back into Ecclesiastica chapter 12, verse 16. And say, an enemy speaketh sweetly with his lips, but in his heart, he imagine how to throw thee into the pit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they want to do. They want to destroy us. You know what I'm saying? He will weep with his eyes, but if he finds opportunity, he will not be satisfied with just blood. See what I'm saying? So basically what it's saying is they're going to try to make us pray for them, make us vote for them, believe what they say. And then, like you said, they even shed a tear to try to make you believe them. And when he get an opportunity, he's going to kill you and try to wipe you off the face of the earth. You know what I'm saying?
And see, brother, that brings me back. And I hate to mention this, but every time I see an Israelite on the stage standing up there with the Edomites fighting as hard as they can for this reality, which is not for them, and they fighting as hard as they can, it's such a turn off of sickness in the mind, brother. It drives me berserk. You see, because you know, these is the people that's oppressing you. And you mean to tell me you're going to fight harder for them that's oppressing you and your people? You got to be crazy. You got to be really spiritually, mentally, and physically sick.
And that's because most of them sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Eternal Heavenly Father, I know some people that might not like to hear this, but Eternal Heavenly Father put spirits on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For a little while, that they may not overstand what is going on. If you still voting and hollering and skewing for them Gentiles like they were doing on TV, all our Israelites out there, they out there, you know, I see all Israelites out there hugging white boys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They out there hugging white boys, leaning their hands on each other. Oh, my neighbor, I love him so much. Man, that's sick, man. It's terrible out there.
You're right, brother. You know what I noticed, too? Now, I noticed here they painted the ground with rainbow colors, letting you know that homosexuality is okay. You see, they had rainbow colors on the streets, you know, letting them know that, you know, basically Biden and Kamala Harris is going to be backing homosexuality. They're going to be backing abortions. We're about to see the most worst times ever, and they celebrating these tremendous times that's coming,
right.
You know, and that's why I said, brother, you know, the judgment is going to be through. The judgment is going to be all the way up to the heavens. You know, whereas though it reminds me when the angels said to the Heavenly Father, the blood is up to the heavens.
Right, right,
you see,
right.
What are we going to do?
Right,
what
right,
you want to do?
Right,
you
see? Right.
But
it's like you said too, brother. This false doctrine of the world, that's what's leading them astray.
You're right, brother. It's leading them all astray, but not only them, but it's also leading some of our nation, and that's the sad part about it. Some of our nation actually back these people, not knowing that these people are trying to destroy you and your people and our people. You know, and this is why we do these shows. Right, and this is why we do these shows for our people,
right.
You know, for the Israelites, for the 12 tribes of Israel, Native American, African Americans, and Latinos. Well, this is going to conclude our show. The time goes so fast. But we want to thank you for joining us, and my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we thank you that joined us. We just want to give all praise and thanks to the Heavenly Father and Messiah. And hopefully we'll see you next week at this time again, if the Heavenly Father allow us to do this again. Peace be unto you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Let's pray that this one went through. Let's pray.